From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Authorities in Spain searched Saturday for a member of an Islamic extremist cell that staged vehicle attacks in Barcelona and a seaside town. A total of 14 people have died in the attacks. Reporter David Doyle has more.
Four people have been arrested in connection with the attacks. Three have been identified and are still at large. Of 126 people injured in Barcelona and Cambrils, 65 are still in hospital, 17 in a critical condition.
Catalan police say a manhunt is centered around Younes Abuyacub, a 22-year-old Moroccan suspected of driving the van that plowed into a packed Barcelona promenade on Thursday. Finnish police are treating a stabbing attack in the city of Turku as terrorism-related crime and released details about a man they have arrested in connection with the incident. David Doyle with more.
An 18-year-old Moroccan who appears to have chosen women as his target. Finnish police releasing information on Saturday about the man they've arrested for a deadly knife attack the day before. Two Finns were killed and eight people injured in the attack in the city of Turku.
The 18-year-old suspect was arrested after being shot in the leg by police. He'd only been in the country a short period of time, and authorities say he had been part of the asylum process. Venezuela's Congress met on Saturday in a defiant move of what opposition leaders consider an autocratic push by allies of President Nicolas Maduro to usurp its powers. Brian Naranjo, the deputy chief mission of the U.S. Embassy in Caracas, was among the group of foreign diplomats from the country that included Spain and the United Kingdom and was there in a move of solidarity. This is VOA News.